Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have with us today our good friend Bill Bullard, and we're going to talk about several things. But you know, Bill, how are you today? How are you doing today, Bill? All right, I can't hear Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
I'm on, Beth. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
I had some grandkids over this weekend, and they were telling me some jokes. So if you don't mind, I want to share a couple of jokes with you. I told them, you know what? I've got a cattleman coming on the air with me Monday, and I want to share those jokes with him. So what do you get when you cross a cow and a duck?
I don't know.
You get milk and quackers. And my favorite one was, what do you call a cow with no legs? He's ground beef.
I don't know.
He's ground beef. Anyway, those grandkids and those great-grandkids that might come later on, all those are why you and I are doing what we're doing, trying to bring some common sense back and save rural America and save all America, protect them by protecting their food supply and helping with the jobs in the United States. And, you know, those kids, they quack me up. They crack me up. I just love them. Anyway, they came over for Father's Day, and it was just a lot of fun. And they were telling me all kinds of jokes, and I just had to share those with you today. So I hope you don't
mind. Wonderful. That's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. Well, there's a lot of things going on, so I think we should get started here talking about some of the issues. Which one do you want to begin with? We've got about four of them here.
Yeah, let's start with the new laboratory that's being built in Manhattan, Kansas, that will do research on very highly contagious and deadly diseases right in the heart of beef country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very important issue right now.
I think it is, too. And, you know, we talk about those grandkids. I've got some of those grandkids living in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a great concern.
And a little background here. One of the diseases that this facility is going to research is foot and mouth disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, foot and mouth disease is one of the most highly contagious diseases known to cloven-footed animals like cattle and hogs and sheep and deer and armadillos, which is also a susceptible species. And the United States has not had the disease within its border since 1929. It was imported from a cruise ship that brought in table scraps from Argentina that were infected with the foot and mouth disease virus. And so the United States passed a law and said that the live foot and mouth disease virus could not be brought onto the U.S. mainland. All research had to be conducted on coastal islands. And so since the 1950s, research has been conducted on foot and mouth disease and African swine fever, and even diseases that are known as zoonotics, diseases that can jump from animals to humans, and they would include the Hendra and the Nipah viruses. So research was done on these highly contagious and deadly diseases on an island off the coast of New York. It was Plum Island Research Facility, has been in operation since the 50s, and there they conduct this very dangerous research. And the reason they do it on an island is in the event of an inadvertent release of a virus or bacteria, it is not likely to infect wildlife or livestock because of its proximity to the ocean, and prevailing winds would just take it out into the Atlantic. So in 1978, they had an inadvertent release of foot and mouth disease at Plum Island, but it had no negative impact on the U.S. livestock industry or U.S. wildlife, because the disease was safely carried out across the ocean. There was also an incident in which a small plane crashed in a Plum Island, causing, again, an inadvertent release. And so we have been very confident in our ability to conduct this research in a very safe location. Well, in Congress's infinite wisdom, they decided that the 1950s research facility on Plum Island was becoming outdated. They needed a new one. And as politics goes, there was a big fight as to where the new research facility should be located. And the politics won in Manhattan, Kansas. And so they proposed to build a $600 million research facility to bring these deadly and highly contagious diseases right to the heart of the United States heartland in deep country. And we opposed this. And we argued that this is an area that's susceptible to tornadoes and that the very nature of conducting research on live animals is very different than human-type research. Because in human-type research, you know, they do work inside of biosafe cabinets. But when you're dealing with research with livestock, you have large animals that you actually infect. And so people are always in proximity to those live animals, and the risk of release is even greater. And so we argued that the procedures and the plan was inadequate to prevent the release of the disease. And so the U.S. Homeland Security and the U.S. Department of Agriculture came back with another estimate and said, well, we'll beef it up. And right now, the cost of the facility has jumped from the $600 million original figure to $1.25 billion. And the National Academy of Sciences did a study to determine whether or not the disease research could be conducted safely on the U.S. mainland. And their response was, it is more likely than not that there would be an inadvertent release of the foot and mouth disease virus within the 50-year lifespan of the facility. In other words, this is a wreck waiting to happen.
Well, absolutely.
And we have all...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and finish your statement.
Well,
Sorry, that's my fault. I was just saying absolutely it is, and I'm trying to figure out what made them even possess to put it smack dab in the middle of a nation, and smack dab in the middle of rural America, and smack dab in the middle of cattle country. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what kind of a logic they've possibly got on this. Who's paying them to do this?
it's a follow the money issue, Beth. There
Absolutely.
Is no common sense explanation for putting a high-risk facility right in the heartland as they are doing. And we fought this through the appropriations process, and that's why we ended up getting some additional studies. Even the government's own General Accountability Office came out and said that the Homeland Security and USDA lacks evidence to conclude that they can do this research safely on the mainland. And the issue with foot and mouth disease is it can be carried by the wind, it can be carried by birds, and it is nearly 100% or 100% of the animals exposed will get the virus. And so it has caused absolute havoc on livestock industries in England, in South Korea, in Japan, in South America, and there is no plausible explanation other than follow the money to justify or to explain why they're building this in Manhattan, Kansas. It is, in fact, a wreck waiting to happen. And interestingly, the National Academy of Sciences said that the most likely cause of an inadvertent release will be human error. And obviously, you can't protect against all facets of potential human error.
No, human error.
We've seen this all.
We're going into a break, but human error is exactly what'll happen, and I just don't get it. And I was wondering, what about the people in that community? Do you have any feedback from them? And we're going into a break right now. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visiting today with Bill Bullard. You can visit their website by going to r-calf.usa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. Just go to my website and click on the icon and it'll take you right there. You can give them a call at 406-252-2516 and we will be right back.
Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry, Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights, media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York, thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz, grassroots training workshops, acres of exhibits, low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. We're talking about lots of different things, but we were talking about Plum Island and this research center that is highly dangerous and highly contagious to the animals and the food supply here in this nation. And instead of keeping it out on an island because it's getting to be an old facility, they've decided to move it right in the middle of the nation, the middle of cow country, the middle of everything, and putting everyone at risk. But I was wondering, as we were going into that break, Bill, the folks there in Manhattan, are they welcoming this because it might bring in some revenue, or are they as concerned about it as the rest of us?
Well, I think there's a split in Kansas. Many from the university, for example, view this to be a job creator, bring some high-level, high-paid jobs in with these researchers. But I think the majority of Kansans would believe that this is a serious and terrible mistake, because even the estimates by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Homeland Security suggest that in the event of an outbreak, it could cause between $9 to $50 billion in damages. That's a huge price tag for this type of a facility. And we were talking about human error being the most likely cause based on the scientific evidence of an inadvertent release. And what was really ironic was at the end of May, the very week that they were breaking ground to build this facility in Manhattan, Kansas, reports were out of another bio-level 3 research facility, which this will be, that had inadvertently released live anthrax spores to 24 labs in 11 states. In fact, the U.S. Army mistakenly issued or released these live anthrax spores. And so this is an example of human error that you cannot guard against 100% of the time. And there's also other examples. Back in 2014, you remember that there was anthrax released out of the BioLevel 3 laboratory in Atlanta, Georgia. And then in 2015, in March of this year, we had an inadvertent release of a deadly bacteria in a primate research facility in Tulane University. And so we have ample evidence that human error can, does, and will continue to occur. And we have evidence that shows that that's the most likely cause of a potential release from this facility. And we're sitting here with the potential outcome of $50 billion in damages to our industry. And then to top this all off, the General Accountability Office just issued a report and essentially concluded that the U.S. Department of Agriculture does not have a sufficient number of veterinarians, nor do they know how many veterinarians they need to address a major large animal crisis here in the United States. And this report came after we've had a couple of unanticipated diseases that have wiped out literally millions of our poultry and livestock in the United States. A couple of years ago, we had the PEDV virus that wiped out about 8 million pigs. They estimated it reduced that production by 10%. These are diseases that really do threaten food security. And the United States, they guessed that this disease likely came from China. They don't know that for sure. But in any event, they did not know how to contain it, and it wiped out 8 million pigs. Right now, we're going through the avian influenza outbreak that has so far wiped out 50 million birds. Again, the U.S. Department of Agriculture doesn't know how to contain this disease. And what's really alarming is if we lost as many mother cows, those the moose with quackers, we lost as many mother cows as we have lost poultry, we would more than wipe out our entire mother cow herd here in the United States. We really should not be messing with these diseases. We need to be taking every possible precaution to ensure that we are conducting research in the safest manner as possible, and Manhattan, Kansas is not it.
Is there still a chance for us to get this backed up, or is it too late?
Well, it's met all the approvals. The first thing Congress did was pass that law that said that, well, we really didn't mean that you can't bring the live foot and mouth disease virus onto the mainland. So they passed a law to repeal that prohibition.
Backing it up.
That opened the way to do this in Manhattan. And then they went through the appropriations process, and we tried to stop the Congress from appropriating the money, but Congress continued to do so. And so now they've got all the money, and I believe Kansas is contributing, the state of Kansas is contributing some $300 million towards this project. And so I do not know how you stop this short of a lawsuit where you might allege impending harm to your industry based on the scientific evidence that says there's a 70% chance that you will release this virus to the either to the wildlife or the livestock sectors and cause, catastrophic damages. And that's the issue here, is they claim that that there's a low risk of a release. It might happen once in 50 years. But the outcome of that low risk is catastrophic. And when you have a low potential for a catastrophic outcome, you really need to be taking greater precautions than what's being exhibited here.
Yeah, no, it's amazing that they're willing to take this risk, and yet they pull out no stops at doing all the things that they do to the citizens of this country as far as the spying and taxing and manipulating and regulations. You know, they've got so many regulations and everything on industry in this nation that we can't hardly survive. I wonder what kind of regulations they're really going to have on this facility. Is the EPA going to be in on it? Is the USDA? Is the FDA? What are they going to do? I mean, it's... It just boggles my mind that they would do such a thing as this, because you can tell that it truly is not about national security. It truly is about money. If you follow the money, then you can find out what's going on, and it's not about the security of this nation or our food, and that is kind of important.
And that's really a sad commentary, but I really have no other explanation than that. It's all about the money.
All right. Go ahead.
The National Academy of Sciences concluded that the safest place was right there at Plum Island. Mm-hmm. Apparently the federal government is now going to sell Plum Island, and I don't know if it's going to be sold to developers to make some kind of an amusement park or what. But in any event, they have forsaken the safest location possible to conduct this research. And now here we are with the potential of bearing the brunt of, from our industry perspective, out of the livestock sector, the brunt of the harm that will likely occur as a result.
You know, maybe they're going to put Jurassic Park out there in Plum Island. We've got a caller from Kansas. We've got Sherry. Sherry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, that's what I thought too. When he just mentioned that Jurassic Park, there's a lot of Kansans that are against this, and they won't listen to us either, even our state legislature.
Of course not.
And you know, not too long after they named Kansas, there was a tornado that hit Manhattan, the campus even, you know. Are there any safeguards that whoever they hire to do the work, you know, generally you hire the cheapest bid that you feel good with, but they always cut corners, and corporations do. And, you know, so we have no idea that it's even going to be built right. And you're right. It's just plain stupid.
Yes, it is. You know, Are they transferring the workers, the ones that are doing all the research and everything there now in Plum Island? Are they all going to move to Manhattan, Kansas? Do you know about that, Bill?
I presume that will be the case, at least to a large extent, because they're still conducting, you know, state-of-the-art research right there at Plum Island prior to this transfer. In fact, they had recently come up with some new vaccines for foot and mouth disease out of that facility. And the other thing, as Sherry was talking, if it isn't constructed properly, and I really don't know the engineering behind this, but if it isn't constructed properly and you have a release, not due to human error, but due to a structural defect, then you have the same outcome. On Plum Island, they had sentinel animals located around the island. In other words, they were outside of the physical research facility.
Okay, let's hang on to that. Let's hang on to that because we're just about into a break. Sherry, I'm going to thank you for your call. We'll be praying for you there in Kansas, and I mean that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, Plus, her real buckaroo calendar. All for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to www.r-caf-usa, or just go to my website and click on the icon there. Give them a call at 406-252-2516. Follow them on their website because they do put out a lot of good information there, and you need to know these things. You know, I was thinking earlier as we were in a break, what we're talking about and mentioning this diseases and such, if somebody isn't down on the farm and into all this, they don't understand. And it may be a little boring to them, you know? It just might be a little boring to them, Bill, when you start naming out off all these diseases and how it can be carried and what can happen. And, the, you know, but it's going to be so catastrophic. It'll be so horrible for this nation if we do something like this, and something does happen, even if it's 1 in 50 or 1 in a million. When it happens, it's going to be catastrophic, and I think we can say
it more than likely will happen because human error happens. I'm sure it's happened out there. They've had some incidents, and when it was on Plum Island, I mean, but it, because it was secluded, because it was away from everything, nothing happened that made everything catastrophic. But I want to remind my listeners that are in the cities, rural America matters to all America. It is the foundation of this nation. We are the forgotten ones. They forget us when it comes time for elections. They forget us all the time. And yet, we are the ones feeding this nation. We are the ones protecting this nation. And, you know, I just appreciate what you do there at RCAF because you go against the grain of most of the USDA and other cattle organizations and associations because they tend to follow the money. And I really appreciate what you do, Bill, and I want you to know that. And I wanted my listeners to understand how important it is. You know, I started out with a couple of jokes. I wanted to because of the kids, and I wanted to because it had to do with cattle. But also, when we talk about the ground beef, and I want to get into that, we've got a caller. I'm going to go to her before we start on something else here, Bill. But when we talk about the ground beef, I immediately, when they told me that joke, I immediately thought of Cool. Immediately. But I want to go to Kay from Nebraska before we get off on that. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I was wondering, the governor of Nebraska should be concerned about this genocidal mission. Mm. Between you and me, safety, deliverance, and security isn't going to work out. If you're on a genocide mission, and this takes in doing away with cultural groups, which are farmers and ranchers are a cultural group, and we need to put them before we do the political group. It's getting to be very, very disgusting, and I think that you should file something against this genocide mission that they're on.
It's disgusting and it's dangerous. Bill, you want to add to that?
Well, and the problem is how costly it is to file litigation against something like this. And then, and we've done this as an organization, we tried to prevent USDA from prematurely relaxing our mad cow disease protections. And we filed a lawsuit and we won an injunction. In fact, we won two injunctions at the district court level. And when we got up to the appellate court level, we found that the court system grants a federal agency considerable amount of deference. And so you can't argue the science. You have to argue that they had made a clear mistake in their procedures is about the way to win that. And we ended up spending about $1 million on that case. So, you know, the judicial system, unfortunately, is almost cost prohibitive to address many of these kinds of issues. But we need to figure out how to do it because, as
well,
we have a
governor. He has an attorney general. They need to be working for the people of the state. And this is what I'm saying. And honest to Pete, they should be looking at these genocide missions.
Well, not
because, like I said, when you destroy cultures, you know, it's pretty difficult to bring them back.
Not just Kansas, but what about all the surroundings, you know, the surrounding and the bordering states like Missouri? You know, what about those? You know, they need to be upset about this, too. And it's a ripple effect. Should something happen, it's a ripple effect, and it's not going to be good.
Well,
yeah,
I think some good governor could pick up and take off and contact the governors of the other states around them is what I'm saying.
I think that's a good idea. We're going to send that out right now. You governors around Kansas, you need to start sending out some kind of call. I think the people need to call their governors. Let them know what's going on. Let them know the devastation that this will cause. And you probably have something on your website, don't you, Bill, explaining some of this?
About this issue, we sure do, yes.
I thought so.
And one example where we were successful in getting states involved is if you remember when the world's largest meat packer, JBS, a Brazilian firm, wanted to come in and buy the fourth and fifth largest meat packers here in the U.S. Mm. We encouraged 17 state attorneys general to join in a lawsuit to block that merger. And I believe that the only reason the Justice Department and the U.S. Department of Agriculture got involved is because those 17 state attorneys general took the same position.
Well, we need we need to make the calls. I'm going to put that out right now to all my listeners. I don't care what state you're in. You need to call your governors, but particularly if you're in Kansas or a bordering state, you need to call and you need to get something done. Let's make these officials hear from us. Whether they listen or not, that's another issue, but let's make sure they hear from us, and let's work them. By golly, they keep saying they want elected. Let's make them work. Okay, I'm going to let you go because I've got some other callers holding.
Yes.
Thank you so much for what you had to put. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth. I got a scenario. Say a F5 tornado hit that place. How far did that F5 tornado in Joplin travel? I think it went from Kentucky and get to neighboring states. How far can that tornado carry them diseases?
Long way.
That scenario happened.
Bill?
Like an F5 or even stronger.
Now, Bill kind of mentioned tornadoes to the tornado alley earlier on. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I've read reports where it could be carried 40 miles on the wind, and that's without a tornado pushing it. And so I really don't know, but you could have widespread distribution if a tornado was dispersing the virus.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, that's not just a neighboring state. So you got to look at that worst scenario that might happen because they don't know where that thing's going to hit.
Yeah, that particular tornado, we won't be singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow for. Okay, I'm going to let you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Larry. I appreciate your call. Let's move on here to some other topics here before we run out of time, Bill. Let's talk about what's going on with Cool. Like I said, when my grandson told the joke about the cow without legs being ground beef, I immediately thought of Cool. Don't ask me why. I guess I've been talking to you too long, but I immediately thought of Cool.
Country of origin labeling is the law that informs consumers as to the origins of the food they buy. So when a consumer goes to the grocery store and picks up a steak, it should say where the animal from which the steak was produced was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. So if consumers want to support U.S. farmers and ranchers, they can select the USA product that was born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. If consumers are concerned about the safety regimes in foreign countries like Nicaragua, Uruguay, Honduras, Australia, and if they are more comfortable with the United States health and safety program, then again, they can select and choose to purchase the product born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States.
All right, we're going to go.
Canada and Mexico.
Okay, we're going into another break. It seems like they're coming up awful fast on us today. We're going into another break. I want to talk a little bit more about the Cool, and I want to talk about the trade, and we're just about to run out of time. We will take calls at 877-895-5410, but I want you to get on your computers or on your phones and visit rcafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com, and Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit. Have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csetalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I want to tell you, Bill, I don't know if you got to listen to those commercials or not, but you and RCAF USA definitely are a David. You're taking on the giants. You're taking on everything you possibly can to try and bring some common sense and safety back to our food supply, to protect farmers. You know, another thing that kind of hits me is to do this thing with Plum Island and move it into the middle of the heartland of America. It's another attack on rural America, but it's another attack on the independent run ranches and farmers and such. You know, the arrogance and the lack of caring for what the citizens of this nation are doing and their livelihoods, it just blows my mind. But we were talking about COOL as we were going into the break, and that's another issue here where one thing was passed and now they're wanting to back it up and say, no, we don't want to do that because, you know, this or because of that. And therefore, the American people, whether you're in the industry of food or customer, one that's buying your food, the consumer, it doesn't seem to matter to those who run the roost around here in D.C. that they don't think you have the right to know what's in your food or where it came from. And, some more arrogance, I think, Bill.
Well, absolutely. And so what we're faced with now is Congress, the U.S. House of Representatives, already passed a bill to repeal country of origin labeling for beef and for pork and for chicken. So clearly the powers to be do not want you, the consumer, to be able to choose from where you want your food produced. And it would also eliminate the ground beef for your grandchild's joke.
Yes, it would.
And so this is really outrageous. But it's all tied together with the money, and it's tied together with the fast-track vote that's going to occur in the Senate tomorrow and the TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement. And it's because the rules of origin are going to be negotiated in these agreements, yes. And no longer will countries be able to have country-specific labeling regimes like which we have for meats. And so what the United States wants to do is eliminate our domestic law that tells consumers where their food is produced, and instead they want to be subjected to the global governance regarding labels. And we have the World Trade Organization that is out promoting its own label, and it's the label is called Made in the World. Mm. And the WTO has its own logo for this label. So the WTO does not want country-specific labels. They want consumers to believe that everything they buy in the store is produced on Earth, and that's good enough. And so we are fighting this strenuously. We're concerned that there's going to be an effort underway in the Senate to do the same thing, to repeal the consumer's right to know where their food is produced. And the fast-track vote is going to expedite the process. So we're encouraging everyone to call their U.S. senators today and tell them to vote no on the fast-track votes that are going to start in the Senate tomorrow.
Do you have that number?
Yes, they can call their senators by calling the Capitol switchboard at 202-224-3121 and ask for your senator by name, and the switchboard will connect you to your senator's office and tell them, vote no on fast track. All of this, again, as I said, Beth Ann, is tied together. It's the multinational corporations benefit when they can source the raw product from whatever country they can get it the cheapest and then bring it to the most affluent market in the world, that's the United States of America, and sell it to unsuspecting consumers as if it were born right here. And the reason they can trick consumers is because all meat products, whether it's domestic or imported, will bear a U.S. inspection sticker. And so obviously when a consumer sees inspected by the U.S., they legitimately presume this must be a domestic product, but it isn't, or it doesn't have to be. Could be from New Zealand, Australia, Nicaragua, Honduras, Brazil, Argentina, any one of the 13 countries that we import beef from.
All right. I want to give that number again, 202-224-3121. We need everyone to help our calf, be that David. Call the D.C. switchboard and ask for your congressman, 202-224-3121. I want you to go to RCAF USA and help them as they're fighting for you. It doesn't matter if you're on the farm or in the city or in the rural areas. It doesn't matter. They're fighting for you, the consumer. Go to r-cafusa.com or just give them a call and ask them, what can I do to help? And that would be 406-252-2516. I'm gonna share a quote that I've kind of hung on to here. It's a Theodore Roosevelt quote, but I think it pertains to what's going on in this nation today, and it doesn't seem to matter. We're all connected one way or another, and that's for sure and for certain. Every man owes a part of his time and money to the business or industry in which he is engaged. No man has the moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere. And that speaks of RCAF USA, that speaks of CSC Talk Radio, and a lot of other foundations and organizations that are fighting for the rights here in the United States, fighting for common sense. And, you know, it's there are a lot of Davids out there, and we need to help them collect the pebbles to throw at the giants. So,
well said.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you're doing. We got about 30 seconds left. I want you to take that 30 seconds and close.
Well, regarding your grandchildren, I'm glad, and I hope everyone had an opportunity to visit with theirs over the weekend. But you said very accurately that a lot of what we talk about could be boring to a lot of people. Mm. But country of origin labeling ought to hit home for everyone.
Yes.
It's your right to know in what country the food that you're feeding your family was actually produced. We believe that's a fundamental right. And the only way to defend a fundamental right is for people to get engaged in a political process. That's why it's so important to pick up your phone and make that call to your senator. And they record those calls. Don't believe for a minute that your call doesn't matter, because they actually do have a score sheet, and the staff takes the score of the calls and delivers it to the senator. So call today and urge your senator to vote no on Fast Track.
Let me give that again.
Tomorrow, how successful we were.
Let me give that again. 202-224-3121. And in the quote, it says you need to give your time and your money. And if you haven't got money to give, we understand. But you've got the time. 202-224-3121. As we come together with RCAF USA and many, many others to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.